the top vote getter, and in fact, picking up the most votes of any player ever in the history of anything. So first of all, Jose, congratulations for that.
Well, thanks so much. It's definitely been amazing seeing all the support that I'm getting and all the votes from all the fans across Canada, the Dominican Republic, and the U.S., and all the Blue Jays fans all over the world. Can't thank you enough. It's a definite honor, and it's going to be a thrill to get to start in my first All-Star game.
This kind of became a snowball, didn't it? I mean, you were leading the world in everything when the All-Star voting started, and you were the top vote getter. And then every week it was just more and more and more. How much did you sit back and look at these totals rising and go, man, this is really something?
It was. And I don't really have many words to describe it, but to be amazed is unbelievable and unreal to just see the votes piling up like that. And when you get into the seven figures, it's kind of eye-opening, and to get all the votes that I did, it's amazing. But it's all because of the fans and the way that they follow me and the way they support me. So they're the ones that sat in front of the computer and voted all those times. So again, my hats off to them.
I know you can't put yourself in the shoes of an Alex Rodriguez or an Albert Pujols, but those are the guys who are used to stuff like this happening. And you were an under-the-radar guy in the big leagues for 6 years. Do you think maybe it means more? Is it really different for you than it would be for someone who's been tabbed as that superstar since day one?
Not at all. I mean, I think having been playing at the level that I have in the last couple of years has allowed me to get all those votes and all the support from the fans and people to follow me. So, but it's definitely a change in my career, a change for the good. I've been through a lot of hard work, dedication, and hope, and also the opportunity that I received here with this team to kind of revive my career, and making the changes that I did to my approach and my swing has allowed me to get to the spot where I am today, and that's led to everything. So I'm very proud of what I've accomplished, and I'm thankful to the organization for the chance that I got.
With All-Star Jose Bautista, yesterday we were talking to Alex Anthopoulos, and he talked about you getting your Hank Aaron Award at the World Series. And he said the first thing you said wasn't, oh, this is going to be great for me going into arbitration, or what a great thing. It was how great it was for Canada and for Toronto. And the first thing you said here today as well, Canada, Toronto, Dominican Republic. You kind of see things from a different angle, which is great.
Well, I know what this shirt represents, what this jersey means. This country is very proud of their baseball team. Before, they used to have two. Now there's only one. So, but I think there's a lot of loyal fans that have been following the team since it started in the late 70s. And there's a couple of World Series crowns here, or trophies, I should say. So it's an organization that has had a winning tradition for a long time. And hopefully we can bring that back as soon as possible. And like I said, this jersey represents the country of Canada, not only the game of baseball. And also, I know there's been a great following of this team in the past in the Dominican Republic because of the number of great Dominican players that I played here, like George Bell, Damaso Garcia, Tony Fernandez, Juan Guzman, just to name a couple.
All right. Lastly, you could have gone with company. And a few years ago, there were five Blue Jays went. And this year, Ricky and Adam Lind and Yunel could have all gone to the All-Star game. It's unfortunate, but what do you think about going by yourself and having those guys overlooked?
Well, hopefully the fact that I got a lot of votes is going to open some eyes for the rest of our fans, and also recognize that some of our players have been doing a great job as well. Not only you have to hit a lot of home runs, it's not the only way to make it to the All-Star game is hitting a lot of home runs. Yunel does a great job defensively. He's probably the best defensive shortstop in the big leagues right now, in my opinion. Having playing alongside with him and behind him and on the field, I see the plays that he makes day in and day out, and it's really amazing the job that he does. To have such a good offensive output as well, it's also icing on the cake. You know what? And before, between now and when the game starts, hopefully one of them will get picked for whatever reason. And I think that the one that kind of opened my eyes the most that didn't get picked was Ricky Romero. He's done a great job. He pitches like an all-star every single day. He gives us a chance to win. And I think out of 14, 15 starts, he's given us 11 or 12 chances to win the game. So I can't really say how many more other pitchers have done that for their particular team.
Lastly, you're going to go visit David Ortiz when you get to Boston tomorrow?
Definitely. Maybe I'll give him a call when we get on the plane and or when we land over there in Boston. So I'll see what he's got in mind. and hopefully he gets to pick me for the Home Run Derby.
Thanks a lot for this, and congratulations, Jose.
No problem. Thank you.